6 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, of course, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, about 21 different other internet platforms. Of course, we come to you live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the quarterback of sorts, and I've got these all-pro receivers straight up to my left, the great Dominic Jimenez. Dominic, what are we talking about now, number two?
Pedro, we're going all things Bay Area sports, Warriors, A's, Giants, Raiders, Niners, and we got the best moments of 2014, too.
We've got the turds, too.
Oh, yeah, we got the five biggest jerks in baseball.
The five biggest jerks in baseball. Zach Attack Young, what's happening with you, my brother?
Well, I got a clip about Oregon players mocking Jameis Winston, and I got a clip about Teddy Atlas, the famous boxing analyst, having a conniption about another bad decision in boxing.
Bad decision in the boxing? You got to be kidding. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. They don't call boxing the red light district of sports for nothing. If you don't know what the red light district is, shame on you because you haven't lived life yet, baby. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. NBA scores, of course, a couple of playoff games today, a couple of playoff games tomorrow. The Super Bowl is like about 6 months away, seemingly. Are they going to play the World Series before they play the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough.
Last I heard.
Straight up. Of course, Syrian Pete's in the other room. He's kicking butt behind the boards here. Of course, Dominic Jimenez, Zach Attack Young. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We got USC results. And straight up, of course, the USC light heavyweight champion, still the man. I'm talking about Mr. John Jones, still the light heavyweight champion of the world, 205 pounds. Defeats Daniel Cormier with a decision, of course. And in this is eighth title offense. May he be the best fighter of all time. We'll have to see. Straight up, we've got open phone lines coast to coast. And for you less than intelligent folks out there, toll-free means free. Doesn't cost you anything, so you don't have to pay the long distance. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You can also hit us up on the Twitter thing. What's the Twitter thing, Dom?
At Sports Byline USA.
At Sports Byline USA?
Yes, sir.
Well, of course, that's the Twitter thing. I don't tweet too much. Twitter's a big thing for the network, though, huh?
It's a big thing for the network, big thing for people, period.
Yeah, it's 40 words or less. I don't know, something like it. 40 characters or less. Anyway, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, SiriusXM Satellite Radio Network, the American Forces Network, and straight up, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Flash, Pedro Fernandez. Call me a lot of names, but Flash is one of the names that I go by. Straight up, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We do 2 hours each Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network. And straight up, if you don't have iHeartRadio yet, what are you waiting for? All you have to do is go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the free app, and you can take this show or any other show in the world. And we've got the greatest shows. I mean, we've got my show here, Sports Overnight America, which I share, of course, with Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez, produced by Sirian Pete and Scott Cuddy in the other room. Of course, we've got Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 30 years, I've been like the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to boxing and MMA, and that's Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, all those networks. Anyway, if you go to iHeartRadioNetwork.com, and you download the free app, you can take this show or any show, anywhere you go, 24-7, anywhere around the world, via your tablet, your smartphone, or listen online, iHeartRadio.com, the Sports Byline Broadcasting. We're so happy to be tied up with iHeart, no question about it. Now, we go to the Today in Sports History, a big day in sports history. 1920, the National Negro Baseball League was organized. Big deal. That is a big deal. In 1957, and 57 was a great year. Why? I was born in that year. The Dodgers bought a 44-passenger twin-engine airplane for $775,000. The first team ever to own their own plane. All these other guys were going to buy a bus or train. 1957, as I said, a great year. Former heavyweight champion Joe Louis appeared on the Steve Allen Show to introduce Solomon Burke. Solomon Burke performed Joe Louis's favorite line, "You can run, but you can't hide." Straight up, as I said, the Dallas Cowboys were the first team ever going to the Super Bowl back in 1976 when they beat the Los Angeles Rams 37-7 in the NFC title game. And in 1982, whoa, Bryant Gumbel, the whitest black guy I've ever met in my life. Straight up. I mean, he's like, I don't know, but he's out there. Anyway, he moved from NBC Sports to the anchor desk where he joined Jane Pauley as the host of the Today Show. Straight up, the USFL in 1983 was formed and held its first player draft. I think Steve Young got $100 million. He didn't get much of that money, but straight up, that is today in sports history. Now we go to my favorite segment of tonight's show, the turds, the biggest turds in baseball. Okay, and I gotta go with Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez is trying to please, like in the Chicago Cubs minor league system right now. He's trying to do his thing. I thought he had the worst attitude when he used to come to Candlestick Park and see him play at Candlestick Park or AT&T Park. When I used to watch him play, I sit there and say to myself, you know, the guy's a cheat. And I got a problem with the guy's a cheat. I mean, he's hitting baseballs out of the park, but he's making false records in my mind, Dominic, I'm not with that, man.
You know, I understand your point, but by that standards, you dislike Barry Bonds too.
Oh, definitely. Barry at Sarah High School when he was at Sarah High School. Okay, when I was in college, he would talk about a turd.
Oh, yeah.
The entire bowel movement.
Yeah, media wise, he's a jerk. But for what he did to the sport, for San Francisco, that's the house Bonds.
So that's okay that he cheated his way to do that. So you're giving him a pass on that?
I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just gonna throw this out there. When Bonds and Clemens and these guys took steroids, it wasn't illegal. I'm just going to leave that there.
Lying before a grand jury and saying he didn't take any steroids when you know he did? He committed perjury and he got away with it.
There's no proof.
Oh, A.J. Pruszynski, of course, he was with the Giants, the White Sox, and he's now with Boston. Of course, he's their catcher. But He's on their catcher because Yandler Molinar, of course, got hurt, right?
Yeah, A.J. Pierzynski likes to cause issues with other players. He's a turd stirrer, if you will.
Okay, number one 2010 draft, guess who? Bryce Harper. Did he really call himself the baby Jesus of baseball?
No.
Are you sure?
That's our doing. That's the media's doing.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I think you just love this guy too much.
I like Bryce Harper. Is he a little cocky? Yes. But when you're on the magazine of Sports Illustrated at age 16, you're going to get an ego, and I'm okay with it.
Okay. What about Shane Valentino? He's also with the Red Sox.
I don't know much about Shane Valentino.
John Lackey, a right-handed pitcher. He's with the Boston Red Sox as well. He's been voted the most hated Red Sox player in history.
Yeah, Lackey kind of – he just has that look.
He's got that name, Lackey.
That too. But he's got a look that he's a jerk, and it comes across.
What about Brian Wilson? Brian Wilson was a phenom here when he was with the Giants. And he had the Tommy John surgery like once or twice or three times, something like that. Then he went to L.A. He said he didn't get his 2012 World Series ring. He actually went berserk, went ballistic on that. Is Brian Wilson, does he belong in the turd list?
Yeah, he's a bit of a tool. Brian Wilson, he always had this kind of like gimmick. Like, oh, yeah, dude, yeah, I marched to the beat of my own drum. And it got really tiring, and he hasn't changed. He's become more of a jerk and a far, far cry from the pitcher he once was in San Francisco.
Zach Attack Young, how's Brian Wilson going over down there in the city of Angels?
Brian Wilson was let go by the Dodgers recently. I heard. I believe that they did let him go. They let a lot of people go. So if they let players better than him go, I'm not surprised that he was given the axe. And he definitely wasn't the same player that he was with the Giants. But he was all right with the Dodgers. Just wasn't quite at the same level.
Okay. If Bryce Harper, and somebody sent me another little text here saying Bryce Harper is a jerk, and that's one of my buddies here, shouldn't be texting me during the show. But I won't get Mr. Harper. Anyway, bottom line is, number one turd in all of baseball, and people wish he would have a bowl line. Who do you think it is?
Got to be Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez. Is that a surprise, Zach?
No, I mean, you can't just take steroids multiple times and lie to the media and just kind of come across as a scummy guy and really not expect to be number one on this list, right?
Okay, Dominic, why is it that Alex Rodriguez can be number one on the list, but Barry Bonds doesn't belong on the list?
No. I didn't say Barry Bonds doesn't belong on this jerks list. He absolutely does. But he's not in baseball anymore, so it's okay. We'll leave it for the guys that are still playing.
Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Barry Bonds, yeah.
Are there too many players in the Hall of Fame? You think they should pull players out?
No.
No?
No. Baseball's guidelines, you can vote for up to 10 players, and they have to receive 67% of the vote. Their guidelines are fine with me. It's okay.
Okay. Straight up, we're talking sports, folks, on the Sports 09 America Weekend Edition. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zach Attack Young is with us from the City of Angels. He is our co-host, of course, and Dominic Jimenez is in studio, and we do this each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Man, we've got it all over the place. iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, SportsByline.com, the American Forces Network. There are so many internet platforms that I can go on and on and on into ad nauseum, but the bottom line is if you go to SportsByline.com. You can't go wrong. Got all the great shows at SportsByline.com. We're talking Bay Area sports. The Giants, World Series champions, of course, three times in the last 5 years. Are they a dynasty? Well, a lot of people don't like the way the Giants are going as far as them spending money is concerned, thinking they just saved $100 million by not signing the panda Pablo Sandoval. But what did they do with that $100? They signed a guy named McGee to play third base. They like take Mr. October's place. I don't think it's going to happen. Of course, the Warriors are off and rocking. The 49ers don't have Harbaugh anymore. The Oakland Raiders, well, the Oakland Raiders can't say a whole lot. They're just not the team they thought they were going to be. I mean, they thought they would at least be able to win a few games this year. What have they won, two thus far? I don't think they're going to win too many more games. And at the end of the day, the Oakland Raiders are an inferior team. You are tuned to SportsByline.com. This is, of course, the overnight edition, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. My name is Pedro Fernandez. In the house with me, Dominic Jimenez, Zach Attack Young on the road in the City of Angels, behind the production staff over there, and running this spot is Mr. Syrian Pete. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
This is your Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Sports update brought to you by LiverGuard, Liver G-A-R-G. If you've got a problem with alcohol, if alcohol is your best friend, if alcohol is not your best friend, LiverGuard should be your best friend. Check it out, LiverGuard.com, Liver G-A-R-D.com. We have NFL football Sunday, January the 4th, of course. The Bengals are going to play the Indianapolis Colts, and the Lions are going to play the Cowboys. Now, as far as the NBA scores tonight, what's happening, Dominic?
Take a look. Washington 92-101 losers to San Antonio. Memphis losers 114-85 against Denver. Atlanta, the best team in the Eastern Conference, 115 winners over Portland, 115-107. And the Clippers absolutely drub it to the Philadelphia 76ers with a 127-91 win.
And to recap these scores, of course, the NFL scores, the Cardinals failed miserably. And I keep saying that, but, man, they look terrible. 27-16, loser to Carolina. Of course, John Harbaugh says his quarterback, Joe Flacco, is the best quarterback in football. Yeah, right. And the Pittsburgh Steelers fell short with the Baltimore Ravens, 30-17. That is your sports update brought to you by LiverGuard.com. That's Liver, G-A-R-D, LiverGuard.com. Straight up, we're talking about the San Francisco Giants. Of course, the world champions, and things have changed here in San Francisco, of course, in the last few weeks with Pablo Sandoval going off to Boston. That was sort of like a slice at the Giants juggernaut, their big vein. I mean, isn't that a killer move, losing a player of this status, Dominic?
Yeah, it's a big deal, but you can't blame the Giants. They tried to sign him. He did not want to come back.
No, 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 no,
I want to hear this one.
Well, wait.
Good.
He came in. He came into camp in shape. Mm-hmm. We dogged him for getting fat. We did, all three of us.
Yeah.
Did. Okay. We dogged him for getting fat, but he came into fit shape. Came into camp in shape. They had a chance to sign him right there for a lot less than they would have had to sign him. No.
No. He wanted 5 years, $90 million, like Hunter Pence got in spring training. He ended up getting 100. It was $10 million less. It was substantial, not substantial at all.
Hunter is Hunter worth that kind of money?
Yes.
You think so?
Hunter Pence is one of those guys that brings the intangibles to a ball club. You've seen what you saw what he did in 2012 with his where he earned the nickname the Reverend with his speeches. I want to see what Ryan Terrio's wearing to the ballpark tomorrow. I want one more game. There's something about a guy that is a good baseball player, very good baseball player, gives it 150%, and is an awesome clubhouse guy. That's worth it every time.
Zach Attack Young, what about this guy McGee they brought into the replace Sandoval? I mean, could he carry Sandoval's jock?
No, not at all. I mean, Sandoval is one of the best players in baseball, and I don't know what they were thinking bringing that other guy in. I mean, I guess you got to bring someone in, right? But I don't see what the thought process was behind that.
You know, Sandoval is ambidextrous. You can throw right-handed, you can throw left-handed, you can bat right-handed, you can bat left-handed, equally supposedly on both sides of the plate. So, I mean, he was an amazing athlete, and I think he's going to use that little park down there in Boston. He's going to hit little pop-ups out of that place. They're going to be home runs. I think he may go after Barry Bonds' record there.
No chance.
Why?
Not at all. Pablo Sandoval's not a home run hitter. He's not.
But in Boston, though? I mean, the place is like a ball. It's like a beam, you know?
Right field is, and to be fair, Pablo hits best left-handed, but he's a notoriously streaky hitter. He's a career 280 hitter. It's not like he hits a lot of home runs. I think he averages maybe 15 a year. Granted, it was at AT&T Park, but he's also playing games at Coors Field. He should be hitting a ton of them there. Pablo Sandoval, as soon as he hits a cold streak, the Boston fans will eat him alive.
Zach Attack Young, is it time to bring the fences in at AT&T Park?
It may be time. I think that might help with the hitting, at least.
I mean, because they've got great pitching. There's no question about it. The Giants have built their entire dynasty, per se, if you want to say that. Larry Merchant doesn't think so. I don't think so. But three World Series in 5 years, I guess that does say dynasty. But straight up, the hitters, I think, are maligned to an extent in that ballpark. The ball just doesn't jump out of there. Do you think it's because it's close to the water? There's no wind. It's not Candlestick. What's up there?
It's the wind. If you've ever been to the ballpark, sat in the bleachers, you know the wind blows in hard off the cove.
Pedro doesn't sit in bleachers. That's why.
You sit anywhere. Lower box. You sit upper deck. Obviously, if you're in the club or in the.
You know what's funny,
level,
folks? I have one beer. I go to the Giants game and I have one beer in the sun. And I'm asleep like the third or the fourth inning. I'm that guy that you see sleeping there, snoring. There's a no-hitter going on. I'm asleep. There's this grand slams getting hit all over the place. I wake up like a few innings later. What happened? Oh, the Giants lost 8-9. Anyway, the bottom line is I had fun at AT&T Park, but my ballpark will always be Candlestick Park, and I drove by it today, and, you know, I was there for the last boxing event we held there a couple years ago. I was the MC, and I just got to watch the ruins of Candlestick, got to watch you walk through the dressing rooms and the dugouts, and I told you when I was a cop, I got to accompany Bill Walsh from the from the dress room to the public where the press was.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a cop, accompanied him, and it was an incredible experience. Okay, so Candlestick is so etched in my mind. I got drunk up there in that Giants club so many different times for free. And Eddie D, speaking of Eddie D. Bartolo, the former owner of the 49ers, that guy used to have Crown Royal waiting for Pedro. I mean, the best booze. I wasn't even a drinker back then. But he's giving you the best booze in the world, cognac. I mean, it wasn't Hennessy. It was like this $250 bottle stuff. He had prime rib. He had a rack of lamb. He had fresh turkeys. This is what he was feeding the media. Now York feeds him hot dogs.
Yeah, Eddie DeBartolo took care of everyone, not just his Niner family, the media too.
Okay, speaking of the Giants are not spending any money. They just saved $100 million and not signing Pablo Sandoval. They signed some poor replacement in Mr. McGee. And poor Mr. McGee, he's really going to get trashed, I think. I think the fans are going to turn on him. What do you think?
No, I don't think they will. I think the fans understand Pablo, there's only so much he could do in the regular season. I think he's okay. Yes, Pablo was a fan favorite, but other than showing up in the postseason, obviously that's where you want to. Pablo was nothing. He was an average player, maybe above average.
Zach Attack Young, the guy says, because he's trying to say that Dominic's sitting here right across with a straight face saying Pablo Sandoval's an average baseball player. Is he?
I wouldn't say he's an average player. I mean, he definitely does know when to turn it on, but at his best, he's far above average, I would say. But I could see the logic behind what Dominic's saying. I think that you got to give him credit for being a little bit more than average, at least.
Okay, what's the Giants roster look like? It's got Bumgarner and go through the roster for me.
The starting rotation, you got Bumgarner. You're hoping for a healthy Matt Cain, and there's some other question marks there. They re-signed Jake Peavy.
Why did they sign that guy again with those average stats?
They needed somebody. They needed some guys to.
I mean, like they needed the guy to play third base, so they just signed this guy. Are they that desperate that they're just signing no hopes?
It's not that they're desperate. Casey McGee was an all-star last year.
No, he had one decent season. He was playing in Japan 18 months ago.
I understand that. He's not Pablo Sandoval. I'm not going to say he is, but Casey McGee, Casey McGee is a substantial upgrade over anybody that was on the Giants roster that could play third base. Adam Duvall, not ready yet. Joaquin Arias, utility man. Matt Duffy, never played third base, major leagues. Casey McGee is all of a sudden the best third baseman on this team.
Are the Giants stumbling into these World Series because of Bruce Bochy? I mean, because is the front office doing their part, or is it just all Bochy?
It's a combination of the two. You look at Sabian has made a move every year that has bettered the team. He got Jake Peavy, and Jake Peavy was one of the best pitchers in baseball down the stretch. Didn't play well in the postseason. I will give you credit for there. But he was one of the best pitchers going into the postseason. He went out and got Hunter Pence. He went out and got Javi Lopez in 2010. He's making the right moves, and Bruce Bochy just got the magic touch.
How can you say he's making the right moves when he lets Lester go off to Chicago?
I mentioned this a few weeks ago. It's not that he let Lester go. Lester did not want to come here. He wanted to go to Chicago. He had ties with Theo Epstein and the director of pro personnel there. They drafted John Lester in Boston, so he had that heartstring emotional thing there. Sometimes it's not all about the money.
If the Giants were to start today, okay, we know who the third baseman. Can you go through the lineup for me?
Yeah, you're going to have Angel Pagan leading off in center. I won't do the lineup. I'll go position by position. Okay. Left field's a bit of a question mark. They don't have anybody there. They lost Mike Morris. He was their starter last year. Hunter Pence in right. Joe Panik at second. Brandon Belt at first. Hopefully he's good to go. He had a couple concussion problems, but played well in the postseason. Buster Posey, your all-star is your catcher. McGee at third base and Brandon Crawford at shortstop.
Would Buster Posey be better served playing first base?
Not yet. Not yet. I think he loses a little bit of value when you move him away from the catcher's position because, you know, you talk about this Giants and how good their pitching staff is. Traditionally, the last 5 years in particular, they have been a pitching-first team. You don't hear about it, and you don't give him credit, but Buster Posey is calling those games.
But he's slower than Paul Cuddy.
That doesn't matter. All catchers are slow. Never met a fast catcher in my life.
Okay, Manny Sanguin wasn't too slow. Straight up, he was a decent catcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're talking sports. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we're talking Giants right now. The Giants in 2015, World Series champions 2014, three times in the last 5 years. The dynasty, I sort of get tired of saying that, but the dynasty. You know, too bad that the Giants didn't have good people running the front office back in the days and a good manager back in the days when Willie Mays was here and McCovey was here and Bobby Bonds was here and Orlando Cepeda and those guys. Because I think there was a lot more talent back in those days as far as the nucleus was concerned for a great, great team. And I think the Giants just pissed it away because I told you why. Willie Mays didn't like Latinos. And before you knew it, Jose Pagan was gone. Okay, that's his son that's back, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the Alou brothers, all three of them.
Yeah.
All three. A coincidence? No. Okay? Tito Fuentes stuck around. You know why? Tito would kiss Willie's butt. Outside of that, Tito's still doing the baseball as far as the Spanish networks are concerned. Tito Fuentes, number 23, I believe, for the Giants. Number 22 was the great Hal Lanier. No, he wasn't great. But, man, he hit like 220 a year, but he was a great, great shortstop. As far as the Giants are concerned, what's the prediction? Zach Attack Young, give me your prediction. Giants 2015, where do they finish in the National League West?
I'm going to say that they're going to finish second. And that's not just me being a Dodger fan. I just honestly think that this year's not going to be quite as much of an up year as last year was. And, I mean, last year they finished second, too. So, I mean, I think that it'll remain the same. And maybe they'll be able to make another postseason run. But I just don't think that what they've added is really telling me that they're going to do better than this year.
It's all about pitching this year, Dominic. Timed hitting and perfect pitching.
That's been the Giants' MO for the past 5 years en route to the three titles. I don't think that they're going to win a World Series this year, though.
1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's our toll-free phone line, coast to coast. We're going to talk a little 49ers. We'll talk a little Warriors. Talking NBA, of course. They're the best team in the NBA. And, of course, we got to talk sports. So, at the top of the hour, we're talking Bay Area sports. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. But let me warn you. If you do something dumb, like, you know, act like a dummy, I'll dump you. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the city by the bay, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations. iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use TechErase, did you? Lucky for me. Had you used TechErase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Oh, the exciting music. Yeah. What is that? Where do they dig this stuff up? 1-800-878-7529. Syrian Peach, you dig that one up? Is that you? You're fired. 1-800-878. He just got just started. He just canned him. 1-800-878-7529. I can't can him. Guess why? His uncle owns a network. His uncle's Ron Barr. 1-800-878-7529. It's 1-800-878-7529. That's the gifted one in the other room, so we're kissing your butt till the top of the hour. Of course, we're talking about the Bay Area sports and the Oakland A's. Billy Beane, of course, the best general manager in baseball without question. I mean, year in and year out, he puts together winning teams with minimum wage, Dominic.
And then he gets rid of it. I would not say he is the best GM in baseball.
Zach Attack Young, the reason why that he gets rid of these guys is he doesn't want to pay them, right?
It seems like it. As soon as they start asking for more money, they seem to magically disappear from the A's roster.
I know, but how does he continue to build these winners? I don't get it. I mean, Billy Beane, and there's two Billy Beanes in baseball, so let me get this straight. There's the gay Billy Beane, and there's the Oakland A's Billy Beane. The Oakland A's Billy Beane is the, I think, when it comes to business, as far as running a team's concerned, this guy knows talent. He's able to pick great talent year in and year in out from different drafts and different trades and things like that. So I think as far as that's concerned, I think bar none, I think he's a top executive as far as that's concerned. But he doesn't hold on to the guys because he doesn't want to pay them. And the Oakland A's have the lowest, or one of the lowest payrolls, in, if not the lowest, one of the lowest payrolls in Major League Baseball, and they get to reap all that TV money, and they're making their live gate too. They're making bank over there.
Yeah. I wouldn't say there's a ton of TV money for the A's, but and they don't have one of the lowest payroll. They have one of the lowest. Definitely not the lowest. Houston's got the lowest.
Do they have a radio station yet?
They're on 95.7 The Game.
95.7, that's the FM station?
Yeah, FM. That's the FM sports station.
Is that picking up around here or what?
I'm not sure. It sounds really good. I know that. I love how crystal clear it is, but they've had some issues. They've had their fair share of issues.
The Oakland A's were on like the UC Berkeley channel for a while. They were the World Series champions, and they didn't have a radio station. I kid you not.
That's bad.
Charlie Finley was a weird, weird dude. He had that Monty Moore, the house chick still, as far as his TV announcer is concerned. And then he had the rapper.
MC Hammer
running back and forth from the dugouts, giving them all kinds of scoop. You know, Charlie got dogged. I think Charlie should go down as one of the greatest men in baseball history. He came up with ideas like the designated hitter. I mean, he wanted to make the baseball either green or orange so people can see it a little bit better and watch it when it flies through the air. And that makes perfect sense to me. Zach, Charlie Finley, is he too old? Do you remember who he was or what?
No, I remember. And as far as the baseball being a different color is concerned, I think that wouldn't be too bad of an idea. It just might make it a little bit too easy for the hitters, I would think.
Charlie Finley used to call Bowie Kuhn, the commissioner of baseball, Bowie Kuhn was his name. Bowie Kuhn. He used to call him Bowie Kuhn. And they had such a nasty relationship. I mean, it was just horrible over the years. And I think that's why Finley never got across with a lot of the ideas in which he wanted to. But the Oakland A's and Billy Bean, I think they're doing the right things. They're not keeping these guys. If they kept these guys and they paid some money, do you think they could really contend to be world champions like the Giants or what?
Yeah, I think they could at some point because, you know, you want to say he's one of the best GMs. He hasn't won a title. He has not composed a winning team yet. I can't give the distinction of best GM to a guy that hasn't put together a winning team. And as soon as the team is successful, he trades them. Breaking news, by the way, he just traded half of the fans to Chicago for a hot dog.
Okay, Dominic, that's a good one there. Billy Bean, of course, the guy that comes to work in jeans. They offered him a piece of the Boston Red Sox, I think, and the Yankees. They offered a couple of different teams offered him like a piece of the pie. He turned it out. He wanted to stay in Oakland and wear his jeans on like any good stuff. And, of course, lay off his players after, of course, they succeed. Now, we're staying in Oakland. We're talking about the Oakland Raiders. Great legacy with the Oakland Raiders. We go back in time, of course, the Super Bowls, the great Art Shell and Gene Upshaw, the two greatest offensive linemen playing together in tandem in the history of the NFL. The Raiders, can we say anything good about the Raiders, Zach Attack? Can we say anything good about them?
Well, their current quarterback, Carr, he's been looking pretty good in recent games. Other than that, no, not really. I mean, when a team loses 13 games in a year, there's not too much positive to say about them.
And I told you about the Oakland Raider reporters that I had lined up for the show, three different reporters, and none of the three have appeared thus far because of the fact, I guess, they have nothing positive to say. But I guess we're going to get a good draft pick, aren't we, Dominic?
Yeah, the Raiders are going to be picking number five.
Picking number five?
Yeah. If he's still there, I expect them to go wide receiver Amari Cooper out of Alabama. The guy is just easily the best wide receiver in this draft, a physically gifted freak. He'll pair up nicely with David Carr.
Mr. Heisman going number one?
Mariota's probably going to go number one.
You think he's going number one, Zach?
I think so. We'll see how he does in the pros. You know, these mobile quarterbacks, you can never quite tell, but I think he probably will go number one.
Mobile quarterbacks. We keep talking about mobile quarterbacks. I keep thinking about Colin Kaepernick and the fact that I think for some reason, you think it's his lack of doing homework and watching the films and all that kind of good stuff. I think he discovered it got caught up in his own press clippings and Pedro talking about him being a great guy in this net, and it went to his head.
I think that's definitely part of it. They kind of go hand in hand. He thinks he's the man, so he's not gonna do the homework that he should. A part of it is the system. I think they need to find a new head coach and a new offensive coordinator that will tailor the offensive system to his skill set that it is right now and not try to force him to be something that he's not yet, at least.
Okay, I just got a quick email. Mike Shanahan going to be the new 49er coach?
As a 49er fan, I hope not. Mike Shanahan is his time has long gone. After the two Super Bowls in Denver, ran Denver to the ground.
What about Mike Nolan?
What he just did in Washington, he ran them to the ground, too.
What about Mike Nolan?
Mike Nolan would be interesting, but I don't
think he'd be a better coach right now than Mike Nolan, his father. And his father passed away. That's how bad of a coach Mike Nolan was.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
He's definitely a better coordinator than he is a head coach.
Is he working?
He's a defensive coordinator somewhere. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Let's switch gears now. NBA, of course, the best team in the National Basketball Association is the Golden State Warriors. Stephen, my man, tell me about them.
Stephen Curry is from another planet. He's firmly lodged himself in the MVP conversation. He's the second leading vote getter in the NBA. So
how can a guy from Golden State be the number two guy? What's happening? Are we stuffing the ballot box around here?
I think it's partially Warriors fans stuffing the ballot box. Partially, people are finally recognizing that Steph Curry is an elite point guard and an elite player in the NBA.
How good is he, Zach?
Well, I've always liked Steph Curry. Even back in college when I would watch him play, you know, he led this team that was completely unknown into the tournament and did pretty well. And, you know, I think that he is one of the best point guards in the league. I think he might rank slightly behind Chris Paul, but just at the current moment, but he has the potential to surpass Chris Paul in the near future, I think.
We're talking Bay Area sports, folks. Of course, we're talking about the fantastic run that we've had with the Giants. Of course, the 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl in 20 years. Can you believe it's been that long?
Yeah, I can. No, like I was saying earlier, once they get rid of George Seifert, things
Bill
went
Walsh
south.
Was the guy, though.
Oh, I mean, of course. Yeah.
Listen, when I used to watch, he'd be penning plays for the next week as he's going to the press conference for the post-game press conference.
Yeah.
He's penning plays in his hand. I mean, I even saw one time he had notes written on the inside of his hand. The guy was a genius. I enjoyed meeting him the couple of times I got to meet him. And all in all, I don't think he gets the props as far as the 49ers are concerned, because they always, you know, they seem to gloss over that and realize the fact that Mr. Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and those guys are playing. But, man, without Walsh, I don't think those guys would have made it.
Yeah, two things. One, I agree. Sometimes the coach makes the quarterback, and I think Bill Walsh definitely made Joe Montana. The other thing, Jed York goes, yeah, we're looking for the next Bill Walsh. I think there are 31 other teams that are looking for the next Bill Walsh. Come on, Jed.
Okay, now, speaking of Jed, didn't he run Mariucci out of town, too?
No, that was his father.
Was his father?
Yeah.
When was the broad running the team? Wasn't the chick running the team for a while?
It was Denise York.
Yeah, Denise
it was DeBartolo's
sister.
Eddie DeBartolo's sister, and she's married to Dr. John York. Jed is their son. He's the new team president.
Is he just the guy with the golden spoon?
Yeah, for the most part, he made his way in the financial world, not football.
Well, obviously, when you're serving those guys hot dogs, when I used to get prime rib and rack of lamb and cognac and all that kind of good stuff. In fact, I found it hard to do I was working with the Talk America Radio Network back in those days, but I found it hard to do my halftime reports because I was so schloffed from boozing it. I mean, everybody's there. Herb Cain, all these great San Francisco, you know, alumni as far as media people were concerned, all the Glenn Dickey, all these, man, they were all there, okay? It was a special time for me. Art Spander, all those guys, man. I mean, there were some fantastic female writers back in the day. The Oakland Tribune was hot. Of course, the Giants were featured in the Chronicle, the morning paper, and the Examiner, the afternoon paper. The newspapers are hot. Now it's all about websites, and you're a website kid. So do you remember the era of newspapers where everybody read one?
Of course. I still get newspapers.
What do you read? The Inquirer?
I read the Chronicle and the USA Today.
I read the National Enquirer. What about you,
credit.
Zach?
No, we have the Daily Bulletin down here. It's just kind of a local paper. Not too bad, though. And also the L.A. Times, so I read that.
The L.A. Times. So wasn't that that's that big newspaper that didn't report one thing on the Martin Luther King trial in 1999 when the government and Lloyd Jarrett was found guilty of conspiracy to kill the former, the slain civil rights leader. And, of course, it wasn't mentioned by the L.A. Times. Just had to bring that up. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Warriors are rolling as well. As well as could be, and bottom line is they've exceeded everybody's expectations but yours. What are they doing wrong? Anything?
You know, every now and then the offense gets a little, I don't want to use the word complacent, but stagnant, I think, might be a better word. You saw it yesterday. They had a big 20-point lead against Toronto, and Toronto came back, cut it to single digits. Sometimes the facilitation doesn't move, and they're still pretty dependent on the three-point shot. And that's always a bit of a dangerous recipe in the NBA. But they do have the stingy defense to counteract their reliance on the three.
And Mark Kerr is going to run away as far as Coach of the Year is concerned, right, Zach Attack?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think he's really taking that team to the next level. And they're one of the favorites, I think, right now to win the NBA championship. And you got to give them that because they were close the last few years, got a new coach, and all of a sudden it's like a whole new team.
Well, that's because Mr. God has left the building. I'm talking about Mark Jackson?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that guy, he was big on the God thing, man. He didn't realize these are athletes. You don't need to push God on people in the dressing room.
Yeah, especially with a team with a lot of players from the South. They're already there. You didn't need to push it more. To be fair, it was a huge bonding point for him and Steph Curry. Steph was a huge fan of Mark Jackson. Was very normally reserved, was very vocal at how disappointed he was when Mark Jackson was fired. But I think, you know, he's seen the light.
It's like there should be a separation between church and state and the government. I think it should be a separation between church and franchise. And sports. I really don't think that sports and religion work hand in hand. Of course, we see these guys praying week in and week out. But straight up, I don't think that religion plays a role in sports. But then again, I'm a non-theist. Not an atheist, but a non-theist. And whatever that is, you can look it up on the internet, folks. We're talking Bay Area sports, of course, till the top of the hour. Of course, we've got some sports scores coming up. The NFL, man, the first week of the playoffs. No surprise as far as the Panthers whooping on the Cardinals are concerned. I mean, we sort of knew that was going to happen. And Pittsburgh coming up short against Baltimore. Was that predictable, Dominic?
Not really. Baltimore had not beaten Pittsburgh in the playoffs, so it was a bit of a surprise. But no Le'Veon Bell, the all-pro running back for the Steelers. That was him being gone was kind of a recipe for doom.
And Zach Attack, I've got about 30 seconds left. Big Ben, not enough. He can't hold all that weight himself, can he?
No, he tried, though. He made a valiant effort, but no, that was just too much. And the Ravens are looking pretty solid right now.
Hey, you know what? You know why Big Ben's so cool?
No.
He gets more skirt than you, me, and any guy I know. Straight up, I like him. He's a player. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Final segment of the night, of the weekend, coming up on the only network sports show on late night, right here, all across America. The Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeart Radio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Network, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com. I keep going on and on, but the bottom line is it's time to roll that tape for a commercial. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Your sports update brought to you by Liver Guard, Liver G-A-R-D. It could be your best friend if you're a drinker. Straight up Liver Guard. Check them out, liverguard.com. We're talking NFL, of course, tomorrow. The Bengals will play the Colts, and the Lions are playing the Cowboys. Today, Arizona fell short, miserably short, to the Carolina Panthers. Score was 27-16, and of course the Ravens whooped on the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-17. Dominic?
NBA score, Charlotte 98-90 winners over Orlando, Chicago 109-104 winners over Boston, Houston taking it to Miami 115-79, and Utah with a nice win on the road, 101-89 winners over Minnesota.
That's your Sports Byline Sports Update brought to you by LiverGard.com. That's Liver, G-A-R-D.com. Zach Attack Young, what's the line tomorrow? Give me the line on this game. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Indianapolis Colts.
The Colts are favored by 4.5. I think the Colts will cover that. They're at home in Indianapolis, and the Bengals haven't been particularly impressive in the playoffs.
Okay, I'm going with the Colts, too. What about you?
Give me the Colts. Andy Dalton has not won a playoff game
okay,
yet.
Okay, good enough. We're going to go with we're all unanimous on the Colts here. The Lions versus Tony Romo.
The Cowboys are favored by 7. I really think Detroit's going to win this one, though.
Going away, Detroit's going to win?
Give me Detroit and the points.
Okay. Yeah. Right now, you got to figure this out. We're going to play in February for the Super Bowl. Is that too long of a season? Are we pushing this too long now? I mean, you know, they used to push it into the beginning of January. Now it's into the beginning of February. Doesn't spring training start a week later?
Pretty close, yeah. It's okay where it's at. It's held consistently in that first week of February for a bit now. I'm okay with it.
Zach Attack Young, you got a special bet for tomorrow, or are these two games that you wouldn't put a lot of money on?
I think the Colts is a good bet. I really think that that's a solid bet, and I think you can win a lot of money on that one.
Good enough. Zach Attack Young, we'll see you next week. Dominic Jimenez, all the best, man. It's been a great night, of course. We want to thank you, the listeners. Listening tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Edition. My name is Pedro Fernandez. You can catch me 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com or Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till next time, I want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy, and Syrian Pete. Till we talk again. Much peace, much respect. Don't forget, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.